Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, artist, and philosopher, as well as, you know, a spokesperson. I love to speak about everything. That's my natural plateau. I love to speak and communicate in many different realms. Also, I'm an author. You can get my book called Normal People, but also you can get a book called Doves Records. It's my book that I released the singles, as the one you just heard, Forever at the Time. Unique, and my friend Ron, he's also an artist. The song is released on the label. And I hope you like him, you know, because the song's on iTunes and it released through Doves Records. I'll talk more about Doves Records, the book, at another time. Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about on my philosophical or psychology side. Which I like, or, you know, I talk about anything, as I say. Because there's so many things I need to talk about. Because I grew up in a situation where I was prevented from talking or communicating when I was very young. I had no voice, or I would say and, not or. It was the combination of not being able to communicate or not allowed to communicate, to keep quiet, you know, about a lot of things. And when I do communicate, people don't listen to me or don't understand me. So with the combination of those two, I became more of a spokesperson. I just continued to communicate until I get my needs met. People don't listen, then I communicate, and then I do it to the extreme. And I will do it to extreme because my voice has to be heard. I have to listen to other people, too. It has gotten to the point where I have to, for the rest of my life, communicate and be a spokesperson. Because the topic of this show is correlates to this feeling of not being people not understanding me and stuff. It's called victims of child abuse. As a victim of child abuse, which I was severely in every form that you can imagine, and the inability to not communicate at a young age, I became an artist because it was the suffering that made me want to create. But I also realized that, and you know, when I was younger, in my teenagehood, when I came out to Hollywood to be a star, all the problems I was having, someone led me to a child abuse support group. And I learned a lot, and then I learned as I got my psychology diploma and my bachelorette degree, and I learned a lot more after that, that being a victim of child abuse can take years of healing. Some people, you know, being abused and not getting help like I was, the consequences of being hurt when you're young, you know, talk about childhood adolescence, if you're not getting help, could take your whole lifetime to heal. Sometimes, you know, a person who can go through a whole life with so much turmoil and have and just end their life without having a natural or becoming or adapting to having a natural disposition to being healthy, mentally healthy to themselves and others, because they didn't get help that they need when they were young. I guess I might be one of them. You know, I spent so many years, 20 years, you know, 30 years of just inner turmoil. You know, I was victimized when I was young. I was teased. I was harassed. A lot of people of child abuse have experienced inside the home. And abuse could be complicated because what's added on is that you've been teased with other children and stuff. So if you're getting help with a therapist or if you didn't get put in a group home or something like that, even then, you know, you might suffer some. But I may be, you know, I know I'm dealing with something that may take years to heal, but a lot of people victims of child abuse deal with it in their own ways. And a lot of people, it's like a death sentence. They lack the ability to have relationships. They have bad employment history, and when they get older, some turn to alcohol and drug abuse. Some end up in can become either perpetrators of crime or victims of crime, vice versa. So I, of course, make sure I don't become a perpetrator of a crime. But unfortunately, if you're a grown person, you know. And you know, if you had other issues, you know, if you have turmoil that goes from adolescence to adulthood, it may take a whole lifetime to heal. So you hear about all these people who spent 25 years because they got molested by somebody, and then they see the perpetrator go to jail. Like for example, with the Speaker of the House, the former Speaker of the House, Hazard, he molested some boys, and the boys are all messed up. The men who are now men are messed up. And that happens a lot more than you think. Well, the thing is that, you know, as an adult, I have healed to a point where I don't think about my adolescent childhood anymore, per se, as lingering. You know, I think about just in the present and the future. So I had to be positive and so on. But I still have those things where I had to deal with these dangerous individuals or people who look like, who acted like people in my childhood. And yes, I am dealing with people who are very similar. Okay? So if you're suffering, you will know that victims of child abuse, some of them have just got so much turmoil, even to their 40s or 50s. It's because, you know, they probably even get help or just something, the brain is just, you know, I don't know. It's like an innate thing, you know, if you're all messed up. And if you get healed, and then you might come across somebody who's just like people in your childhood. It's important that, or adolescence or whatever, it's important that we stay away from people who are still recovering from, you know, child abuse, or even if you're, think you've forgotten, to stay away from people who are like the people in our childhood, because it's going to activate all those bad omens and stuff. And drugs and alcohol is another way that people dealt with it, but it only makes it worse because it covers up the feeling. I had to deal with a lot of turmoil in my life because it took me years to heal from the abuse. And I'm not talking about just childhood, but adolescence. And abuse not just inside, outside the home or with other individuals. So it made me very sensitive to other people's feelings, all the good things. But the bad thing is that I had to deal with it my own way to heal. So I know that when I come around somebody who's threatening or something, no matter what they look like, it doesn't matter who they are. They could be somebody I know for a long time. It could be a relative. I had to stay away to keep safe. So victims of child abuse, some people may have a whole lifetime of healing till the day they die because they have suffered too much emotionally or went through so much turmoil that it will take a whole lifetime to heal. I'm glad I'm not a man child like Michael Jackson because he lived his life as a child. I live my life because I'm in touch with reality. I'm aware of that. But in other instances, I have suffered a lot of setbacks and stuff that relate to people who were victimized. And people who were victimized may be victimized again by other people. It's like a kind of a cycle until we work on ourselves. So I don't think of myself as a victim. I want to think of myself as a winner because I'm a survivor. I'm not going to hang around someone who's negative or who's going to try to bring me down, you know. But, you know, you look at examples of very successful people like Oprah Winfrey or Axl Rose, but most those people suffered a lot of childhood abuse. And how messed up, and look how Axl Rose dealt with it in the media. But you will see that it has, you know, there are many people who are not famous. Like me, I'm not necessarily famous. I'm just a little bit in the spotlight, but I bring out this subject because it's a constant theme, especially if you haven't dealt with your child abuse or if you're continuously dealing with things that are related to what happened. It happens to millions of people. So that is the thing, the situation. So I say to the victims of child abuse to keep yourself together, no matter what religion, no matter what ethnic background you are, no matter what your color of skin, you just have to work on yourself. And therapists could be a very, very good opportunity to deal with it, or some other medium that you feel is comfortable. And being a musician and artist, a lot of artists and musicians have been victims of child abuse, have very bad childhoods. That's why they turn to singing or rock and roll or singing or playing an instrument or whatever to rebel, and then they become a musician or a songwriter or a singer or artist. They're suffering from life. So that is the situation, you know. It's not a death sentence, but getting therapy and talking to a more of an expert on the subject, you know, like if you a PhD or someone who dealt with this is very important. I was troubled by some things in psychology when I was younger because I knew that some of the reasons why some people have been diagnosed with depression or something like that or may have been diagnosed with something else is, I believe, is largely caused by environmental abuse. If they had a better environmental back, where they were away from criminals and stuff like that, away from being harassed, and there were peace, and they were hanging around with other people, they would be fine. It's not internal. And some psychologists thought it was internal, that they had depression. I was also troubled that some of these people who thought that some of these people were diagnosed with schizophrenia, which was a misdiagnosis. But I said that was ignorant because you can't diagnose somebody with schizophrenia when they just been, they saw their mother die or they had they've been raped or tortured constantly. It just happened or some numerous bad episodes, bad events. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. It got to be. So I felt that wasn't right. But it was not my right to speak like that. I feel that environmental has caused a lot of harm to a lot of people. It has to me. So I just think that we, you know, if you're a victim of child abuse, particularly with PTSD, which will be another topic we'll talk about, you know, you stay away from people who are criminals. You stay away from people who are threatening. You have to hang around people who make you feel safe. And that's all they need. They need loving, tender care, a household where it's quiet. They don't need no dangerous individual, no craziness, no bad person around them. And then they'll be fine. But victims of child abuse come from all different forms. So that's only one aspect of it. But it's environmental abuse have caused a lot of people to have these episodes. Depression, PTSD, even manic depression, and in some cases schizophrenia, but schizophrenia is more of a biological. But if someone been had a lot of bad experiences and been diagnosed with schizophrenia, I think it may be a wrong diagnosis. And there have been a lot of misdiagnoses in psychology. So we need to be careful how we portray people. It's not because they're sick, it's because they were dealing with people who were sick or some bad event. Because the environment that we live around us is threatening. And that is, and it can be very potentially dangerous to an individual's well-being. And it can cause extreme harm to an individual who haven't received help, therapy, or even if they have received therapy, it may be so severe that it caused damage to them, to their brain in some way, through memories and so on. And it takes a lot of healing. It depends on each individual and the time that they need to get healed from. Because let me tell you, a lot of people who've been victims of child abuse have spent their whole lives healing. Some people have spent 20, 30 years, 40 years after they were children to get healed. So if you're a victim of child abuse and you feel like your life is in turmoil or if you feel something is going wrong, that just, you know, if you're getting therapy or getting medication, there's nothing you can do. It's just the damage was so severe that it takes time to heal. The only thing that they can do is to do the positive things. Don't let it take over your life. Try to be as productive as possible, be in positive situations, and over time, it will heal. However, if someone is a victim of child abuse and they have so many problems over a long period of time and not getting the help they need or not being in an environment where they're safe, it will continuously have episodes that they will have these symptoms. And it's important that they be in a safe place or be around people positive who can help them through this. It's like going through a war, being in a war. and having so much turmoil that they get out of a war when it, you know, and they have to heal. A lot of veterans of you know, coming from what is it, the wars, you know, in Baghdad, the Iraq War, you know, victims of 9/11 have developed PTSD. I'll talk about that in another time. But if you've been beaten to a pulp as a child, you've been verbally abused, you've been sexually abused, or you've been chronic and you know, chronic suffering as a child, it could help. It could really affect your brain as well as your mind and your body for the rest of your life. I know this for a fact, so as I healed from my childhood, I healed a lot, and I'm well, and I'm fine. There's still things that I need to do. You're not a victim. You're a winner. Don't let it control you. So we all need to do what we need to do, okay? Take it one step at a time. Talk to an expert on this subject if you want to know more, because a PhD or a master's in psychology or sometimes a BA in psychology, or who's worked in the field, or somebody, they will know more about this topic. It depends how we deal with it. You have a good night, so, and I'll talk to you later, Dove Mike.